Let's quickly look into the Word of God. If you have your Bibles, please turn with me to the book of Isaiah, chapter 54, and verse 17. Verse 17 of Isaiah 54. It's on the screen. Now we can follow that if you'd like to. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue which rises against you in judgment or to judge you, you shall condemn or put that into silence. This is the heritage of whom? Of the servants of the Lord. It talks about the servants of the Lord. That's you and me as we serve God. In this church, we always believe, and I always tell you again and again, that each and every person is a minister or a servant. Minister is, again, is serving God. In some way or other, you serve God when you come into this church. And that flows into your home, into your house, into your workplace, where we go and serve God. So the Bible says this is the heritage of the servant of the Lord. And their righteousness is from me. In other words, all these things are proved by the righteousness of God Himself. It's not because of our righteousness that we can claim this heritage or the inheritance. We claim this inheritance because of the righteousness of God. Because Jesus, He clothed us with the righteousness of God. And because of that, we have this privilege, as you and me who serve God have the privilege of claiming this inheritance. What is the promise? The promise is, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And I want to claim this as the promise word for me and to our church and to each and every one of you here for the year 2014. So Isaiah 54:17, no weapon formed against you shall prosper, will be the verse or the word or the promise for us to claim in 2014. Having said that, I'm going to go through quickly a few points here. What are the enemy's tactics or the tools that he uses or the weapons that he play with us that prevent us from claiming this inheritance? Inheritance is the heritage, is the inheritance. And we are going to claim it in the year 2014. If you and me have to claim it in the year 2014, can we miss this wonderful opportunity of claiming this? Yes, we can. You know how? Because Satan is always against us. The Bible says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. This is in 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 8. Be sober, be vigilant, because he is just like a roaring lion. He is coming around us all the time, how he can devour us. So since we are planning to claim this promise, he may try all his best to come and take away this heritage that God has put into our heart. So I'm going to show you what are the tactics that he can apply. Number one is deception. Satan is a great deceiver and a great artist of deception. He comes in not like as we always portray, with a big tail and two horns and dark in color. No, he is not. He comes as a great friend. He comes as even the angel of light. He comes and deceives us. That's what exactly he did in the garden to Adam and Eve. When he came to Eve, if you would have come in that kind of a nature, definitely you would have trusted him. But he came in a way as if a great helper. He comes and he pretends that as if he's going to help. He's pretending as if he has a great interest in the life of Eve. He pretends as if he wants to come and uplift her, even to make her as God and goddesses. So Satan comes in a deceiving way. It's very easy for us to fall into that deception of Satan. He always comes and tells you that, he can give you the best things. He is so much interested in you that he doesn't want you to till or toil or do something. He said, I readily can give you the promotion you want. Readily I can give you the joy you want. I can give you everything that you want. He comes and gives and shows himself as a great, generous person. My dear friend, deception. That's what he was trying to do to Lord Jesus Christ, really. He said, you're hungry, eat something. You have the power. Make all these rocks into bread and eat. He said, why you have to toil? Why you have to go and die? I will give you the entire world. I'm a good giver. I will take care of you. I'll give you all the honor that you are looking for. Today, people have gone astray from God. Today, I know there are no people here to come and worship God and give their talents, but they are giving to the things of deception. Money is a deception. Job, honor, status, deception. I have no time. Let me explain those things a little later in one of our church messages. Now, the second thing is doubt. He is a master deceiving deception, but also he brings in the doubt. That's what he started with. Did God really say so? He make you doubt the word of God. I tell you, you will not be able to claim this promise and stand against all the weapons that's going to really come against you in the year 2014 if you doubt the word of God. Number two is doubt. Number three, discouragement. He is a great discourager. He will try all his best to puff you up, make you believe that he is such a nice person that he'll be able to do the best things, and he'll make you doubt the word of God. And if you still continue to be a good guy and follow the word of God, if you want to follow the steps of Lord Jesus Christ, he will come and discourage you. He gives you great discouragements in life. Every one of us here had gone through a very difficult time. I don't know how many of you know that this year is one of the worst years in my life. In the ministry, there was so much of discouragement. Every time we wanted to do something good in this place, people were trying to take away this ministry from this place. I don't know how many of you realize that. One day we come here and we could not even enter into this place. There's a big trailer closing, completely blocking this way. The other day, one of the days we came here and Brother Frank and Franklin, we even took some pictures of that. The entire trash of the whole community, I would say, it was lying in front of our door. It's not people, it's Satan. He tries to discourage us even today. He's trying to discourage us. You know, there are so many people that wanted to come today. People, those who could not even come out of their house, they wanted to come. They called me and said, Pastor, can you come and get me? I told them, many of these people, be at home, we will pray for you. If the temperature rises, then I will come, I'll send someone to pick you up. If it is going to be very cold, then I'm not going to do that. When I got out of my house, I know that I will not be able to bring those people in here. I told them, I will record the entire thing and I will give it to you. Discouragement. And there are many texts I have. One dear sister says that, I wanted to bring so many people, but I'm sorry that I will not be able to come. But we will never be discouraged. You know, the one who is within us or with us is greater than the one who is in this world. Why should you be discouraged? I'll never be discouraged. You should never be discouraged. So deception, doubt, and discouragement, and then diversion. If you still, in spite of your discouragement, you try to continue with the Lord, he gives you an alternate arrangement. He says, instead of going here, go in this path, this is shorter, you can go this way and achieve many things. He diverts people. In other words, he gives you something which may look very real and good, whereas it is not going to be good for your spiritual life. It may look that you are doing it only for God's sake you are doing it. You believe that way, but finally, the end result of that will be honoring Satan. Many a times, he diverts our path. He shows something looks like better than what we really have to do for the Lord. But my dear brother, today he said, commit all your what? Your ways unto the Lord, and he will direct your path. He directs your path. Jesus, you commit your life into your Lord Jesus Christ, and he will direct your path. If you don't commit your life, somebody is waiting there to divert you from the real path. It may look broad and happy, and if you go in, it'll be easy to go, but it'll lead you into destruction completely. You'll be destroyed. But if you follow Lord Jesus Christ, it may be a narrow way. It may be a way that it is difficult for you to follow. But if you follow, that will lead you into the eternal life. But Satan will give you or show you things. It may look better, but it is for your worst. The next day is defeat. Yeah, we fall. The Bible says the righteous will fall 7 times. But still they'll be able to wake up, they'll be able to get up, and they'll be able to walk. But Satan will tell you when you are defeated, when it looks like it's a defeated situation, he will completely try to discourage you and tell you that you can never ever attempt to do again the same thing. He will discourage you so that you will never get up. But our Lord Jesus Christ, he is there for us all the time. If you fall, you know what happens? His hand comes and he lifts you up. If you're really careful, you will look at the hand and say, this is the hand of Lord Jesus Christ. That will give you better strength. It will give you more kind of a confidence. And you'll be able to do greater things for the Lord. So count them as your blessings. Always Brother Franklin says this. Even in your bad things, for the bad things, you give praise. You know why? Because through that, by that, we have learned certain things from the Lord. So defeat is a stepping stone for us. If Satan tries to defeat one time, no, we will never give up. We will rise again. We will do the best. There's a little story I will tell you, you'll understand. Once a donkey fell into a well, and the farmer thought that it's not going to do any good, so he started throwing in mud into that. So he said, let me close the well with the donkey. The donkey was braying and was jumping and was trying his best to get out. But the farmer started putting more mud into that. After some time, there was perfect silence. So the farmer thought that the donkey died. I have buried it. But to his surprise, suddenly he saw 2 big ears popping out of the well. And the donkey was standing there. You know what happened? The donkey did not give up. The more the mud that was falling on it, he used to shake them up and then climb on the mud. More trash, he will climb on the trash. More kind of debris, whatever that was thrown in, he will shake them up and he'll climb on that. Finally, he could come out. He will never be defeated. Only Satan has to be defeated. Number 6 is delay. He will always tell you, this is not the time, you can wait. Hey, you're too young to be a Christian, man. You do enjoy your life. Still, there is time. Delay, delay, delay. And finally, it's division. He divides things. He divided the first family. He will try to divide the church, divide the family, so that we will not be able to inherit this promise. But I'm going to show you 3 things by which we can fight the enemy and claim the inheritance. Number 1, discipline. We need discipline, we need discipline, discipline. Discipline is at the cost of something, it's a sacrifice. We stick to something that we have committed and we will do it. If we say at 10 o'clock, I'll be in the Sunday school, we'll be there at 10 o'clock for the Sunday school, whatever it takes. Military. Just imagine, can you see a military or a serviceman or a navy without discipline? Now, if you need to win, you need to have the discipline. Number 2 is the duty. God has given us this duty. God has given us this duty that we will follow him. It is our duty. And number 3 is devotion. Unless you devote your life completely unto Lord Jesus Christ, you will not be able to. inherit this beautiful promise the Lord has given us, that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. If you really want to inherit this great inheritance, all you need to do is to follow these three principles. Shall we all stand?